Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region, bringing you the latest news of the day. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is Thursday, the 11th of June, 2026. Many military troops will be working on the Bitterroot National Forest this summer. As Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports, troops will help with much-needed infrastructure improvements.
Bitterroot National Forest employees are teaming up with the National Guard and active duty reserve units from across the United States. They will help repair roads and bridges, clear trails, and renovate historic cabins. The work will take place on the West Fork and Darby Sula Ranger districts. The program helps troops meet their training requirements while helping the Forest Service. Forest officials say roughly 300 troops will work on those projects through July. No roads or trails are expected to close during these projects. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
When schools close for summer break, kids can lose the mental health support they rely on. Montana Public Radio's Austin Amistoy reports a new collaboration in Missoula is aiming to close that gap.
Like a public library pool party, a crowd of about 60 summer camp counselors in training work together to keep a dozen balloons bouncing through the air. The rules, they have to stay seated and they can't touch anyone around them. It's not just a fun break from training. The counselors are practicing a game they can use to help refocus campers when Missoula Parks and Recreation's summer camp series begins next week.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me!
1, 2, eyes on you!
See? You guys got this! You got it!
Partnership Health Center therapist Rebecca Hamler runs the counselors through a slew of tricks they can use to help campers stay engaged and regulate their feelings. It's part of a collaboration between the health center and the city. The program will embed 8 clinical therapists in Missoula's summer camp program for the first time ever. Hamler says those counselors will support kids where they are during summer instead of making them seek out behavioral health support.
And we want our summer programs to flourish. So when kids have the support they need, they will succeed.
Missoula Parks and Rec's program expects between 300 and 600 campers every day this summer. The series runs until the next school year begins. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amistoy.
Wyoming ranks 12th in the country for child well-being, according to a new annual study. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, that thanks to a number of factors, including improvements in child and teen suicides.
The 2026 Kids Count Data Book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Montana at 24th in the nation, down from 22nd last year. Montana has seen a 33% increase in the number of children without health insurance since 2019. Heather O'Loughlin is with the Montana Budget and Policy Center. She fears more children could lose coverage due to the ripple effects of Montana enforcing Medicaid work requirements starting this July.
This will put significant pressure on the state in implementing those new requirements, and often increased reporting requirements puts burdens on families.
The Kids Count Data Book measures economic well-being, education, health, and family and community factors. For the first time, this year's report gives states a score from 0 to 1,000. O'Loughlin says that number allows for states to see how they compare with other states and the nation, and they can better identify trends and improvements. Montana's score is 590, which is better than the national score of 547. I'm Laura Hatch, reporting.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana is backing a lawsuit that would pit state privacy laws against immigration enforcement. The ACLU on Monday filed a brief of support for the legitimacy of the case, which defendants characterize as purely political. The lawsuit asks the Supreme Court of Montana to determine whether local governments should defer to state privacy laws or the state's interpretation of federal immigration enforcement. The question traces back to last October, when the Gallatin County Attorney's Office denied non-criminal confidential information to ICE. According to Attorney General Austin Knutson, ICE is a criminal justice agency under state law and must be given access to the same confidential information as local law enforcement. Gallatin County Attorney Audrey Cromwell is asking the court to determine whether, legally, the state's privacy laws or federal immigration enforcement takes precedence. In its brief, the ACLU argues the case is an ordinary legal interpretation under emergency circumstances and should be considered. Cromwell, in her filing Monday, says the lawsuit asks the court to fulfill its most core constitutional role to say what Montana law requires. Yellowstone National Park is again breaking records in recreational visits. Yellowstone officials announced Tuesday the park hosted more than 570,000 visits in May, up 1% from May 2025 and up 20% from May 2021, which was Yellowstone's record-breaking year with more than 4.8 million visitors. So far this year, the park has hosted nearly 773,000 recreation visits, up 1% from last year at the same time and up 19% from 2021. According to figures from the National Park Service, Yellowstone National Park has played host to more than 4 million visitors annually over 8 of the last 10 years and more than 213 million overall since 1904. The Trump administration recently asked visitors to U.S. national parks to report displays or exhibits saying negative things about Americans and to restore sites as uplifting public monuments. But a large segment of the 35,000 people who responded instead criticized the administration. One visitor to a park in North Carolina called the administration's efforts un-American. Some commenters flagged interpretive displays as politically motivated. Trump administration officials are vague about the program's effects. A group called Save Our Signs says it has resulted in the removal or modification of at least 59 signs nationwide so far. Some of the locations where signs have been removed or changed include Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park, Maine's Acadia National Park, New York City's Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge, and Virgin Islands National Park. That is according to the group Save Our Signs. One of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks' most popular educational programs across the state is Fish Math, and it starts with lima beans. Fish math is a simulation of the mark recapture method that is often used to estimate fish or wildlife populations. In fisheries, it's done through capturing a small sample of fish, marking or tagging them, and then recapturing fish to compare the marked to unmarked fish in a ratio to estimate the population. Fish math is often part of a school's involvement in the FWP Hooked on Fishing Aquatic Education Program, or as an activity at Montana Wild and other events. About a decade ago, at the request of public educators across the state, FWP's education specialist, Brian Schmaltz, and former aquatic education coordinator Dave Hagengruber created the activity. It blends science and math to give students the real-life experience of biologists estimating fish populations, while at the same time meeting important Montana education standards. During the fish math activity, instructors start with a brief presentation of how and why FWP fisheries staff estimate fish populations. Students are then divided as fisheries staff into several crews. Each crew is tasked with completing an estimate of populations for a mile of river. Crews are given a jar of fish, usually lima beans, that represent their mile of river. Students scoop and count a small sample of the beans, marking them using markers, mix them back into the population, and then scoop another handful. Using math, the mark recapture equation gives them a population estimate. Instructors then add all the crew's estimates together to get the population estimate on the whole stretch of river. Finally, students do a complete census by counting all the beans in the jar. Instructors explain that getting a census for a wild population is almost impossible, but in this case it allows the class to see how accurate the mark recapture estimates were. Often, crews will get to within 5 to 10% accuracy of the actual population of hundreds of beans. Recently, the popular activity was added to the world-renowned Project Wild curriculum guide, so teachers across the world can incorporate it into their classrooms. That's The Worm for this Thursday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.